Ohio, I and a couple of graduate students studied a task force that was set up by the EPA to try to rewrite water quality standards for groundwater. We looked at this task force had probably 12 or 13 representatives of what we call the development community, people who do major construction kinds of things, power companies, road builders, big homeowners or land developers, and we had 12 or 13 representatives of the environmental community, people who represented conservation organizations and wildlife management organizations and so forth. And we also had representatives from the EPA at the table. It was clear that in the past 3 or 4 years, all of the cases which had gone to court had favored the environmental groups, so that the environmental groups basically saw that the courts basically had backed a very high set of standards for water quality, and that it was basically crazy for them to negotiate away from what the courts had already done. The development community was very clear that they wanted to relax some of those standards. And they use all kinds of economic and social arguments as to why the standards were too rigorous and mitigated economic development in a number of areas, whereas the environmentalists basically argue that the current standards as defined by the courts were perfectly appropriate and there was no reason to back off any of those. As a result, the environmental community basically argued that we have the upper hand and we're not about to move off of it. The regulatory community argued, for the most part, we want these things relaxed and more flexibility and more freedom in what they do. And for the most part, I mean, that's very much like a gain and a loss frame. And the parties really, in many ways, argued past each other throughout the whole year that this committee met together once a month to sort of review these water quality standards. Same thing is true for how the dispute should be resolved. It was very clear that since the environmentalists had the upper hand, they felt that any subsequent real issue should go back to the court system. It was clear that the regulated community wanted to have more of a negotiated process mediated by the EPA or something like that. So those we argue that those are frames. Those were experiences, past experiences, and perspectives shaped by the interests of the parties, which led them essentially when they got together to talk to each other, into conversations that really didn't engage each other.